Professor Terri-Ann Clark is with us for a kōrero. The third CureKids State of Child Health in this country has just been launched. It reveals worsening respiratory conditions, rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease for our tamariki. And for the first time, the report also includes mental health concerns for rangatahi. Terri-Ann is the CureKids chair and also from Child and Adolescent Mental Health. She's a professor too at the School of Nursing at Auckland University. Plenty of experience. Thanks for joining us. Tuhene, tēnā koe, Terri-Ann. Ko Dale tēnā.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Firstly, Terri-Ann, tell us about CureKids, please. And you chair this organisation. It's an opportunity to collate information and to hopefully chart a better way forward. But for our listeners, just tell us more about CureKids mahi and what it aims to achieve, please, Terri-Ann.
So CureKids is a wonderful organisation that's philanthropic. And so people donate to support research that really makes a difference for children and young people throughout Aotearoa. And I'm just really privileged to be funded to be a researcher and to be a professor to support, you know, advancing our tamariki's well-being.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, we can look at the physical challenges and look across the board there. Sadly, we're seeing respiratory conditions and rheumatic fever still evident for many of our Māori kids across the country. And I know that CureKids has a wide brief for all tamariki. But interestingly, this year, looking at mental health concerns for our rangatahi, these are very real. And for far too long, I think we've sidelined or sidestepped that reality. Why is it that you've looked this time around with a spotlight on mental health for our young people?
Yeah, look, I don't think it will come as any surprise that our children and young people are really having a tough time right now. And what we found in this report was that there's been a doubling of hospitalisations for mental health concerns. And we know that those mental health concerns are really the tip of the iceberg. We know that there are a lot more tamariki, taitamariki out there who are really suffering, who never get help and who can't get the support that they need. So, you know, I really applaud CureKids for kind of taking the leap and sort of identifying that this is one of the four priorities. And all of these priorities for our tamariki are preventable, and that's the most alarming thing. These things do not need to be this way.
There seems more willingness in modern-day Aotearoa to talk about the pressures of mental health. Terri-Ann, back in the day, you know, guys sort of were quite stoic. They kept it on the inside, and I guess as a result we expected our kids to do the same. But now there's a more accepting reality across the board, including in school settings and in community, where we're encouraging each other to find a shoulder to lean on and to kōrero realities from within. What would you say of the changing circumstances we're witnessing and how more or how beneficial it can be for our young people that we're more open to discussing emotional and mental health issues more widely in our communities?
Yeah, look, I think people are trying, but these are hard conversations. And as a mama, I think, well, you know, why wouldn't my tamariki come and talk to me when they were having a tough time? But what we know about young people is that they often don't want to talk to their whānau. And so, you know, my job, I think, is to make sure that my tamariki have lots of other really strong, safe adults in their lives that they can talk to if they can't talk to me. And I think, you know, we often want to sweep these things under the carpet, and particularly for teenagers, we kind of go, oh, well, you know, you'll get over it, you're tough. But actually, you know, there are lots of things to be sad about in the world right now. And for our young people, there are lots of, you know, global things that really impact their well-being. Social media impacts their well-being. There's a whole bunch of things that can really make life really difficult for our tamariki. So really not minimising their distress, taking it seriously, but also not kind of, I guess, ruminating in it too, because we don't want them to sit there sort of thinking about how awful everything is. So, you know, I do think that there's lots of good conversations that need to happen. I still think that when whānau are worried about their tamariki, they really have a difficult time accessing healthcare. Our healthcare system is failing our rangatahi when it comes to mental health. And, you know, I've got lots of colleagues who are working really, really hard. But when you see how big the issue is and how many young people are suffering, it can feel really overwhelming. Yeah.
If we don't do anything about it, and even though there is more social and digital connectivity for our young people and for New Zealanders across the board, it's not sure if that's enhancing, helping or hindering a better emotional health. It's hard to stomach, too, that these issues have remained so unacceptably high. And could you talk for a moment, please, Terri-Ann, about how inequitable the burden of disease is for Māori Pacifica kids, particularly those living in deprived socioeconomic environments?
Yeah. You know, we know that poverty, we know that not having housing, we know that there's discrimination happening. And so how could this not affect our tamariki, eh? And what we know is that the, you know, mental health is much higher amongst our tamariki Māori. When we look at our young people who die by suicide, they are our Māori boys, you know, and that's just incredibly devastating. We need to make sure that we give our tamariki the best opportunities. We need to look at ways to, you know, keep our tamariki well in our communities, in our whānau, in our kura, and make sure that they have as much support around them. You know, we know that about one third of all adult mental illness can be attributable to childhood adversity and, you know, things like poverty and trauma. We can prevent a lot of mental health and a lot of mental illness if we protect our tamariki. We have systems in place to protect our tamariki, make sure that they aren't being exposed to racism, that they aren't being exposed to no housing and no kai. It's appalling that that's happening in Aotearoa where we have enough resources.
Tēnā koe, Terri-Ann. What's the long-term picture showing us if we don't properly address these conditions now?
Oh, look, you know, I think we just have to, you know, I wouldn't be in research if I didn't think that there was something we could do about this. And I'm an eternal optimist. I feel like there are enough people saying this is broken, our mental health systems are broken, the way that we do this is broken. Let's look at more creative ways. And that's where I think, you know, a lot of Māori providers are trying to do things differently. I think there are lots of bits of innovation that are happening in our communities that really provide some joy and opportunities for our rangatahi so that they can see a better life for themselves. I think in terms of creating new models of mental health, I'm really excited to think about the ways that we can use research to identify what works uniquely here in Aotearoa. Stop bringing in models from overseas and plonking them here and thinking that they're going to work for Māori. How do we create uniquely Māori strategies that really privilege our knowledge and, you know, use the best of what is happening internationally? There's some really great evidence, but it's contextualist, and so we need to do better at creating much better models and, you know, being really visionary about, you know, the aspirations we have for our tamariki and not kind of sitting too much in that everything's screwed up and our systems are all wrong. Okay, what do we do about it? Let's fix it. Let's look at what is working and let's create new models.
Tēnā koe, and I appreciate your time, Terri-Ann. Just finally, it's budget week, of course. What would you like to see in this week's budget towards improving child and adolescent health in Aotearoa?
Oh, look, you know, I'm super ambitious, and of course I would like to see more funding for tamariki ora and making sure our children who need the services most are getting it. And I'm unapologetically supportive of Māori-specific strategies, the Māori Health Authority, and making sure that we have our own solutions. I really think, though, that this is a cross-government strategy to improve mental health, because employment and supports mental health, sports and activities and having things to do, having positive aspirations for the future. But, you know, those fundamentals like having good housing and not worrying about not having enough kai. So, you know, of course, it's big picture. It's about making sure that our whānau have the fundamentals so that they aren't stressed, that they aren't anxious, that they aren't worried about their futures.
I appreciate your thoughts, Tuhine. Thanks so much for sharing some kōrero with us today, and all the best with the mahi with Kia Kids, and of course your wider brief across various health issues for Tangata Whenua. Looking forward to having a yarn soon. Thanks very much, Terri-Ann.
Tēnā koe, Dan.
Tēnā koe. Amihi. It was 603 Urban Māori Radio.